Hey, everybody. We're just sitting here talking to Maya, who has been staying and helping out at the shop for the last week or so. And she's going to just tell you a little bit about how she came to be here and how she's finding it. So hold on one second. And then she's going to read a little bit of a poem, maybe in Greek or a little bit of both. Hold on one second. Everything's chaotic. Poems are flying around. People are looking at things. Here we go. Ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Here we go. Here's Maya. She's just going to tell you how she came to be here and why she enjoys helping out around the shop.
Is that what you want me to say?
Yeah.
Why I enjoy helping out around the shop?
So how do you find working here?
Yeah.
What do you like about it? What do you like about Atlanta?
Well, I like many things. I like the experience of living in such close proximity to other people. It's like a unique experience, I think. But
very close proximity.
Yes. I like that. But I also like helping out in the bookshop in terms of selling books and actually like being responsible for that.
And how did you come to be here?
Well, you told me, Ryan.
That's true.
Yeah, you told me.
Do you love books?
Oh, come on. What question is that?
It's an easy question.
I like some books.
Do you find it enjoyable to serve the people?
Yes, I like being a slave. I enjoy that very much.
And have you been centering before?
No, I haven't. Actually, it's interesting to come to a Greek island, because I'm from Greece, but finding a foreign community sort of an interesting experience.
Yes.
It's a very different culture.
Why don't you read us something with a little Greek so that people can hear the musicality of the Greek language? Let's just make sure.
A little bit of the musicality of the Greek language now. No, I can't stop it. It will be edited, don't worry. Colin, I'm sorry, this is a weird one. Maya is being kind of crap as an interview subject, and it's mostly because the heat here makes everybody more or less brain dead, and they don't really come alive until, right about 1 in the morning.
Okay.
People actually could have an intelligent conversation, but during most of the day, people are just a little fuzzy. She's going to tell you what she's going to read, though. Hold on.
Okay, we're going to go for a safe choice. Very famous poem by Cavafis about Ithaca. It's a little bit cliche, but it's a very nice poem. So you won't understand anything because it's in Greek, but that doesn't matter.
The musicality.
Okay. Σαν βγεις στο πηγεμό για την Ιθάκη, να εύχεσαι να είναι μακρύς ο δρόμος. Γεμάτος περιπέτειες, γεμάτος γνώσης. Τους λεστριγόνας και τους κύκλοπας, το θυμωμένο Ποσειδώνα μη φοβάσαι. Τέτοιος ο δρόμος σου ποτέ σου δεν θα βρεις. Αμένει η σκέψη σου υψηλή, ανεκλεκτή, συγκίνηση στο πνεύμα και το σώμα σου αγγίζει. Τους λεστριγόνας και τους κύκλοπας, τον άγριο Ποσειδώνα δεν θα συναντήσεις, αν δεν τους κουβανείς με την ψυχή σου. Αν η ψυχή σου δεν τους στείνει εμπρός. Γι' αυτό να εύχεσαι να είναι μακρύς ο δρόμος. Πολλά να είναι τα καλοκαιρινά πρωιά, που με τη ευχαρίστηση με τι χαρά θα μπαίνεις ελιμένος προετοιμασμένος. Να σταματήσεις εμπορία φοινικικά και τις καλές πραγμάτιες να αποκτήσεις. Σε ντεύχια και κοράλια και χρυμπάρια και έβαινους και ειδονικά μυρωδικά κάθε λογής, όσο μπορείς πιο άφθονα ειδονικά μυρωδικά. Σε πόλεις αιγυπτιακές πολλές να πας, να μάθεις και να μάθεις από τους σπουδασμένους. Και πάντα στο νου σου να έχεις την Ιθάκη. Το φτάσιμο είναι εκείνο προορισμό σου. Αλλά μην βιάζεις το ταξίδι διόλου. Καλύτερα χρόνια πολλά να διαρκέσεις. Και γέρος πια να ράξεις το νησί, πλούσιος με όσα κέρδισες στο δρόμο. Μη προσδοκώντας πλούτη να σε δώσει η Ιθάκη. Η Ιθάκη σε έδωσε το ωραίο ταξίδι. Χωρίς αυτή δεν θα έβγαινε στον δρόμο. Αλλά δεν έχει να σε δώσει πια. Και αν το χικί τη βρεις, η Ιθάκη δεν σε γέλασε. Έτσι το φως που έγινες με τόση πείρα, ήδη θα το κατάλαβες οι Ιθάκες τι σημαίνουν. Thank you.
I used to live in Ithaca, but it was Ithaca, New York.
Well, it was inspired by the original.
It was inspired by the original Ithaca. And if you want to find this poem, you can... Who wrote the poem? Oh, of course, Cavafi. And there's loads of Cavafi poems at the Scottish Poetry Library, so go hunt down that translation. I'm sure I have read Ithaca. I'm not a big fan of Cavafi. Don't publish that.